Oh, hello. I was going to call you today, and then I got I said I was going to call you today, but then I got distracted.
Oh, that's okay.
How you feeling?
Tired.
Tired.
Not really tired, like I'm sleepy, sleepy. Like I can feel my energy
though.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right.
But that's all in the process of what's going on.
Right. Well,
I'm not looking forward to going to Jefferson.
I bet not. Why would you?
I know.
I know. Well, at least you have a date. You get it taken care of.
Well, at least we have an arrow. We're aiming at a target to see what can be done.
Right. So you don't even know what you have yet, really.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of assumptions you can make, but that's not good.
Right.
You just have to take it one thing at a time. Otherwise, your mind goes places it shouldn't go.
Well, it's very hard not to.
You know, that's why when my son, you know, he thinks he's being, you might have cancer, you might be in the hospital a week. And I said, I'm not going to be in the hospital a week, first of all, and they don't know what I have.
Again, you really have no idea, so.
I mean, we got the worst scenario already, that they'll have to take half of it out into some of the small intestines. That would be the worst scenario.
Right, I read about that. I think that's called the Whipple procedure.
Now, what do they do when they drain the ducts? Do they cut me and then stick a tube in there and kind of pump it out?
I have no idea. If you want, I could look it up for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right, where are you right now?
I don't imagine not like using a pump or something to get it out.
Let's see. What should we look up? We'll do a Google search on what, bile duct cleaning?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Bile?
Maybe.
Here, bile duct cleaning surgery.
It's not bile duct. It's the duct to the gallbladder, I think, and to the pancreas. They have two ducts that come down.
Right.
And because of the growth, it's blocking one of it.
But they're all bile ducts, so. Didn't you have some letters like BD, blah, blah, blah? Remember?
No.
Remember you said it was called BDCF or something like that?
Well, did I?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. But anyway, here, bile duct cancer, surgery for bile duct. No, bile duct cleaning surgery. I don't know.
That's it.
All right, let's see under cancercenter.com. Let's see.
I think it's a cancer in the gallbladder.
Let's see what comes
up.
Where are you right now?
Huh?
Are you home?
No, I'm at the poker game.
It sounds
good. There's a new poker game right in the neighborhood, kind of fun.
Where?
It's right in the neighborhood, right by Pizza Time. It's a small diner. It's been here for 40 years.
Yeah, it sounds like that's where you are. Let's see.
Yeah, that's where I am.
We'll go under Wikipedia. There we go. No, that didn't do it.
Hold on. Where this is where the appetizer is.
I'm getting gas. What's wrong with it?
That's
not right. You know, I knew that I wanted that.
Okay. All right, hon.
Okay, so let's see what it says. This is under the NewYorkTimes.com. Bile duct obstruction is a blockage in the tubes that carry bile from the liver to the gallbladder and the small intestine, right?
Yeah.
Bile is a liquid released by the liver. It contains cholesterol, bile salts, and waste products such as bilirubin. Bile salts help your body break down fats. Bile passes out of the liver through the bile ducts and is stored in the gallbladder. Oh my God, it's so complicated. Exams and tests. Treatment, here. The goal of treatment is to relieve the blockage. In some cases, stones may be removed using an endoscope that's what you told me, during an ERCP. Remember you gave me some letters? ERCP. I think that's what you had told me that they were going to do at Mercy. Anyway, In some cases, surgery is required to bypass the blockage. The gallbladder will usually be surgically removed if the blockage is caused by gallstones. Your healthcare provider may... If the blockage is caused by cancer, the duct may need to be widened. This procedure is called endoscope or percutaneous dilation. A tube may be placed to allow drainage. So I don't know if that... But I think this is what you had told me. ERCP. I remember you mentioning that.
Maybe.
Let's see. Let me look that up. I think that's what you had told me. ERCP. Let's look at that more specifically. ERCP. Did you look it up at home by yourself on your computer?
No, I didn't.
Here. This is what you had told me on the phone. This is through WebMD. ERCP, endoscopic retrograde cholangia, blah, blah, blah. The endoscopic retrograde cholangia, blah, 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 test checks the tubes that drain the liver, gallstone, and pancreas. A flexible lighted scope called an endoscope and x-ray pictures are used. The scope is put through the mouth and gently moved down the throat into your esophagus, stomach, and duodenum.
Yeah,
and
that's what they're
going
to do.
I remember you giving me those initials. Until it reaches the point where the ducts from the pancreas and gallbladder drain into the duodenum. X-rays will then be taken through the scope. ERCP can treat certain problems found during the test. In some cases, your doctor can insert small tools through the scope to, one, take a sample, a biopsy from...
That's what he's going to do.
Take a sample, remove a gallstone...
That's the first procedure, yeah.
Right.
That's going to be done Thursday.
They could open a narrowed bile duct. So they could do one of three things. They could take a sample to biopsy. They could remove a gallstone if you have one.
No, I don't have one.
Or they could open a narrowed bile duct. A narrow bile duct can be opened by inserting a small white wire mesh or plastic tube called a stent in the duct.
Well, from what I gathered, what they told me about the first procedure was going to go down my throat, take pictures, and get a piece of it.
Okay, well, then that's what this is. So that's what you told me.
Okay.
That's
the second procedure is what I'm talking about, the cleaning it.
Let's see if you could, the cleaning would be...
Something down my throat again to clean it?
Well, so that is the ERCP, which is, that is basically, it sounds like diagnostic, right? That's to diagnose.
Yeah.
That's the one down your throat.
Okay, that's the first one.
Right, I don't know. And then what are you thinking?
That's what I want to know about the second one.
Which is what?
When I get in there, I'm going to ask them about the second one, what are they going to do.
Which is what? The cleaning?
Huh?
What do you think it is?
Yeah, the cleaning. Yeah, for the cleaning.
Well, let me look under WebMD. Let's call it cleaning bile ducts.
Yeah.
Cleaning bile ducts. Let's see.
Well, they're going to take them out, stick them in a washing machine, put some cloths in it, put them in a dryer, stick them back in your body, and there you go.
It should be. Let me see. So cleaning bile ducts.
Do you think that's possible?
No. Endoscopes. No, that didn't work. No. So at least you know for the diagnostic is called ERCP.
Yeah, that part I do.
Right, but now I don't know what it's called. Well, let's Yahoo it again. Cleaning of bile ducts. Let's see. Cleaning a bile duct. Let's do it one more time, a search. Okay, well, let's check out what Dr. Clark has to say.
Yeah, hold on a moment. That looks very nicely presented. What? They presented it nicely.
Yes, very nice.
Enjoy.
Oh, this site sucks.
What?
No, it was just not working. Let's try again. Let's try something else. Let's go under Dr. Clark. Let's hear what he has to say. All right, here we go.
Hold on. Did you take my phone? Do you have my phone?
He doesn't
see
me.
Okay. Did you take my phone? Did you take my phone?
Oh, it's in your hand.
Oh, duh. How stupid am I? How stupid am I?
Are you getting
I'm not getting nothing, huh? Hey, don't hit me anyway. Everything bothers me. I'm asking my son if he took my phone and I'm talking about it.
Oh.
What stupid is that?
I was curious why you were asking somebody. I don't know. I mean, the only thing is that Whipple operation. That's like the remote.
Well, I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call him tomorrow and ask him.
That's the Whipple procedure, is when they're physically removing like the head of the pancreas, a portion of the bile duct, the gallbladder, and the duodenum.
I don't know if that's what's going to happen. I have no idea what the next procedure after that is, but they'll tell me.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm sure they're going to have to remove something.
Yeah, so that Whipple procedure is pretty intense. But you sure you don't have any gallstones?
No.
Okay.
No pain, no nothing like that. And I'm not pregnant either.
Well, here's something. Laparoscopic bile duct bypass or exploration. How about that? No, so
no,
that has to...
I don't know.
That's removal of the gallstone, gallbladder. No.
No.
No. Yeah, I don't know, Leslie. I don't know. I don't see anything about cleaning of the bile ducts.
Okay, then I'll have to ask him.
I can't.
Thank you for looking up and everything.
I can't find anything about cleaning.
Well, I think I gotta go. It did start.
Are you back in a hand or something?
Huh?
Are you back in a hand? You're playing?
No, I think they're starting already. They got the chips out. And thank you very much. Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.